Today's Froggy 99.9. As we do every week, I talk to Nell Minow, the movie mom, giving movie reviews from a parent's perspective. And Nell, I'm just going to tell you right now, probably not a lot of people here going to the movies this weekend because the Red River Valley Fair is on.
Oh, I wish I could be there. I love fairs. It's my ambition someday to go to all 50 state fairs.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
I'm a total sucker for, you know, like who's got the biggest pig and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I was out checking out the bunny barn yesterday. We did kind of a fun, we did a fun little thing where she made up these little laminated signs that said the Froggy 99.9 best of corn dog,
oh, fine,
best bunny, best pig, you know. So I found these two cute little girls to help me find the best bunny at the fair, and
aww,
it was, yeah, it was it's fun.
I'm always amazed by both with the bunnies and the chickens, the variety.
Bunnies and chickens are cute. Monkeys are not cute.
If you don't like monkeys, then let me advise you to stay home this weekend.
Oh, I tell you what, I saw a preview come on the TV and I had to mute it and look the other way.
All right, you put your fingers in your ears while I speak to the listeners out there about what a good movie Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is. Okay, you ready?
Okay, fingers implanted, go.
The star of this movie in every way is Caesar, the ape, the lead ape that we met in the last one, Rise of Planet of the Apes, with James Franco. And Caesar, you got to give joint credit for this performance to the remarkable Andy Serkis, the guy who played Gollum. He is really the Sir Laurence Olivier of motion capture acting. He puts so much emotion into every gesture, every look of the eye of this character that it's very touching. And then the other credit goes to the absolute geniuses at Weta Studios. Those are the guys with the computers who do the CGI and the 3D. So you're really brought right into the ape community right at the beginning when you see that 10 years after the virus that has wiped out most of the human population, the apes have really evolved quite remarkably. They use tools. They can kill a bear, they ride on horses, they build homes for themselves that are pretty elaborate, and they have a kind of a governance structure that is also very effective with Caesar as the leader. Meanwhile, the humans are getting in more and more trouble. They've just about run out of power. There's very few humans left. They are really desperate, and so they have to go into the ape community to try to get the dam to work so that they can get the power working again, and that is where the conflict arises. I like the way that this movie kind of was a hark back to the old cowboy and Indian movies as the apes go to war on horseback with spears and the humans have got the guns and then the apes get the guns. And I like the way that it had some resonance for current political conflicts and geopolitical combat as well. So I thought that was very well done, but it's also a very touching story, and particularly when Caesar makes a visit back to the home that he shared with James Franco. We'll again see that iconic window that provides the inspiration for the insignia that is used by the apes. It really brings it all together very powerfully. So I thought it was well done. Great special effects. It's rated PG-13. I think that's just about right. Middle schoolers should be fine with it. And that one is taking up everything. Every seat at the theater this weekend is going to be Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Next week, we've got Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel.
And I know a lot of people are looking forward to that one. So thanks, as always, for giving us a movie, just one movie review this weekend. Have yourselves a great week, and we'll talk again next Friday.
Good. Enjoy the fair, and
yes,
I will talk to you next week.